Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've had some pleasant and very light conversations. Some conversations, however, are less so, and perhaps more on the annoying side, just because of the frustration around the issue themselves. We're joined now by Craig Pantanowitz. He's chairman of the South African Zionist Federation. We wanted to talk to him about an issue that is becoming harder and harder to ignore, and that is the silencing of balanced voices in South African media, particularly when it comes to Israel. Now, we saw that, we saw what happened in the SABC last week. We spoke to Professor Anton Harbor yesterday about that. We've had some discussions, but it's in my mind, and I believe at this stage, is still quite unresolved. Let's talk about it. How difficult is it to get a fair and honest discussion into mainstream media? And is there anything that can be done about it? Craig, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How would you describe the way that Israel is currently being represented in South African mainstream media?
Howard, thank you and good morning to everybody. I appreciate the opportunity. Howard, at the outset, let me say, I think it's an incredibly difficult space to navigate. I genuinely feel for the journalists, the editors that are thrust into this difficult position. It must be an incredibly hard line to tread because any deviation from the given narrative means that your job's on the line. And I think that that must make journalists' job very, very hard, where you can't be balanced, because if you are, you may well find yourself out of work. So I think that the landscape's incredibly difficult.
Craig, I'm going to say something controversial, well, for a change, but I've heard a rumor that this isn't just, doesn't just come from editors and journalists, that this comes from a senior person within, or senior people, or almost a directive from government. Can you talk to that?
So Howard, I can't confirm whether that rumor that you've heard or that narrative that you're picking up is legitimate. What I can tell you is that it is an incredibly difficult space to operate with a pro-Israel or a pro-Jewish hat on. We are often sidelined or blocked, whether that's blocked because of an actual directive that's coming from higher up, or because the newsrooms themselves are so fearful of backlash for stepping out of the narrative that I can't confirm. But it is an incredibly difficult space to get any voice out that's not pro-Palestinian or, pro-genocide. And I think that that's problematic on so many levels.
So, and by pro-genocide, you mean pro the narrative of genocide.
Absolutely right. Not pro-genocide as genocide, but that talking point that everything that Israel is doing inside of Gaza is a genocide. And, we could debate that at length, but I think that the reality on the ground is that we're facing a hostile media environment because any stepping away from that particular narrative creates endless problems, both for us having a voice, and when I say us, the South African Zionist Federation and the Jewish community as a whole, but also for the journalists themselves. And I think, Howard, you've been front and foremost exposed to this.
So when you know of people who try and put a balanced perspective forward, and I'm actually don't want to use the term pro-Israel, because actually the fight isn't to be pro-Israel. We will call out something that we, where we see it, even if it's not pro-Israel. We just want balance. We just want the news to reflect reality. So when you try and put a balanced view forward, what typically happens?
So, Howard, I mean, I think that what you say is spot on. And just to reiterate, you know, if we look at what happened on the SABC last week, not to dwell specifically on that case, but I don't think that was pro-Israel in any way. I think that the journalist or the news anchor was just trying to put a more balanced
100%,
perspective
I
in,
agree.
and she's been deplatformed for that. So I agree with you that it's not necessarily pro-Israel. It's just giving both sides an opportunity to speak. And, you know, there are many instances where news articles, where writers are not being given the opportunity to ventilate their side of the story. It's shut down before it even gets into the media. Having said that, we have seen opportunities to write counter op-eds where we do get a right of response. And we are obviously most grateful for that because I think that in any area that is as hotly politicized as the one that we find ourselves in now, if you don't give fair airtime to both sides, the public are being
Of
blocked
course,
from
duped.
having, they are absolutely being duped, Howard. And I think that in South Africa, we need to be significantly more sensitive than perhaps in other parts of the world, based on our government's position, which has been very pro the one side and very anti our side. And I think that there's a responsibility from media to allow both voices to be heard, even though that's incredibly difficult. And we are sensitive to the fact that it's difficult.
What about media regulators and press councils? I called out SANEF for their lack of response, but shouldn't they be involved in this?
I absolutely agree. I think that they are the organizer. You know, for being the grief party, we ne not necessarily should be the ones to come out shouting and screaming. I think that, you know, the reason that these panels exist, the reason that these safety nets exist, are for them to step in and say, hold on, this is actually not reasonable what's going on here. And to deplatform somebody for just asking questions. Whether they were right or wrong, I think that's irrelevant. Just asking a question
Doesn't
is the
matter.
journalist's job.
Doesn't
They are
matter.
supposed to probe, they are supposed to question, they are supposed to unpack. And I think that if you stand the risk of losing your job for just asking questions because you don't necessarily
Well, then you
agree
can
with the
never ask the
position,
question.
then you stop asking questions. And then we are literally destroying our own media. We're cannibalizing ourselves, and that is incredibly dangerous.
And that's exactly what is happening. I have absolutely no doubt about it. Because if that had happened, and that's what I find so intellectually dishonest, if this story had happened on another subject, it would be front page media across South African media. You'd have SANEF and everybody else up in arms. The fact that it is on this subject has allowed it just confuses them. So it's or allows them to take that way out. And I find it intellectually incredibly dishonest. Just what can South Africans do? What can we do? If you know those of our listeners who care about this, what can we do?
So, Howard, I think that being passive is not the answer. I think that there are things that we can do. SANEF can be contacted, and people could write to SANEF and say, listen, we don't necessarily agree with what's going on here. Can this be looked at? I think the SABC itself should be bombarded with letters and emails and criticism because of the way that they've handled the situation. And I did listen to your interview yesterday, and I found an incredibly interesting interview, and it opened my eyes to maybe another perspective. But I think that at the end of the day, we should be most aggrieved, not necessarily because of the Israel-Palestinian conflict that's been ventilated, but we should be most aggrieved as consumers of journalism that we're not getting a full picture. And I think we should be most aggrieved that a journalist who just probed and asked questions has been deplatformed. And I think that every person who can think beyond what they're being spoon-fed should be standing up against this, because I think it has much larger ramifications than just this particular conflict.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that the Zionist Fed would look at taking up legally?
So, yes, Howard, I think that it's a critical part of living in a democracy that you need to consistently press the powers that be to allow freedom of speech and freedom of press, where both sides have an equal opportunity to share their story. So at the moment, we're monitoring what's going on. We're watching very closely what's going on. But absolutely, if necessary and if required, we will get involved. We will lobby and work towards creating a better environment so that both sides of the story have a voice. We're not asking to shut down the other voice, but we're asking that we can have our voice.
Of course not. 100%. Craig Pantanowitz, thank you as always. Conversation about media freedom and balanced coverage isn't just about Israel. It's about whether South Africans can rely on media to reflect reality fairly.